Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description. Julian Roque is Head of Operations at GoGym. Hello, Julian. Welcome to Startup Podcast. We're very happy to have you. Kamusta?
Hello. Hi. Thank you. I'm also very happy to be here. Thanks for the invite. And I'm very excited to discuss what GoGym is about for this podcast.
Yes, GoGym, of course, meron itong kinalaman sa mga gym, ano, fitness, sa physical health. So, I'll have you answer the first question, Julian. So, ano nga ba ang GoGym?
Okay, GoGym, for like a very short answer, it is a tech-enabled neighborhood gym. So, that's what the brand is about, mainly.
Tech-enabled neighborhood gym, yan. Himay-himay natin yan, ano? Tech-enabled, of course, may tech. Neighborhood, I think ito rin isa sa mga parang bagong aspeto dito na maaaring nasosolve yung mga problem ng mga gym goers. And yung gym, of course, gym, a lot of people nowadays go to the gym to improve our physical wellness. Pero, sige, dun mo tayo sa problem ano, na inyong solve dito kay GoGym. So, ano nga ba yung problem or yung gap maybe ng gym goers, sa mga gym owners? Ano ba yung problem na ito na inyong solve sa GoGym?
Okay, well, there are quite a few. So, number one is, sometimes going to the gym, medyo yung barrier of entry of going to the gym or physical fitness is quite expensive. And this is one thing that we want to cater to. We want to make it more accessible for our customers. So that's number one. And then number two, when you go to our usual neighborhood gyms, if you would see, not that there's any problem with it, you'd see na medyo lagging tayo if we would compare it to other countries. There's actually a study about this, which we can delve into later on. Our equipment sometimes medyo luma na, ganyan. That's why sometimes nga, when we go to our neighborhood gym, sometimes we call it patabakal gym, diba? Or bakal gym experience. So, but there's nothing wrong with that. To be honest with you, there's nothing wrong with that naman, yeah. Diba? So, there.
Yeah, ang picture pa na makapasok sa akin ano, sa mga ganyang neighborhood gym, may bench press, and then may punching bag, and then merong mat, and then may onting mga salamin. So, parang mga ganong gym ano. Pero sige, explain muna natin yan. Dig deeper tayo a bit dyan sa problema yan. First of all, Julian, mahilig ka ba mag-gym ganyan? I mean, do you go to the gym? And paano mo nalaman, paano mo nakita itong mga problemang ito ng mga neighborhood gyms?
Yeah, ever since kasi I was in college, I've had this passion for physical fitness. And then it started out very shallow, obviously. Parang I just really wanted to, ano, when I was young kasi I was very skinny. So obviously, parang the goal was just to get bigger, ganyan. And then after that, I really had this sort of passion for it. And now it's very... I'm very lucky na yung work ko has something to do with physical fitness or mental fitness, diba? Or sorry, mental wellness there. But then, yeah, I've always admired the idea of having the capacity to work out every day. So, yun. And this is what I want sana for a lot of people to experience.
Yes. Bago natin puntahan ang inyong ginagawa sa GoGym, siguro i-explain lang natin ano yung dynamics. Right now kasi, first of all, ako, nakatira ako ngayon sa outside Metro Manila. And usong-uso nga yung mga ganung gym na hindi yung mga sikat na, for example, Anytime Fitness, yung mga Snap. Meron bang Snap? Tama ba? May mga ganung gyms na parang branded siya and maraming chains. And then, if you want to go to the gym, punta ka lang. And then, andun yung mga equipment. Kaso baka medyo may issues nga sa price. Ano? Yung mga neighborhood gyms, medyo mas mura. Like here sa Bulacan, may mga gyms, kailangan pa mag-jeep. And then medyo kulang nga sa equipment when I take a look at it, ano, medyo kulang sa weights din, medyo kulang sa mga trainers din lalo na. So, ano nga ba ang inyong ginagawa sa GoGym? How are you trying to solve this gap ng mga ganitong itong issues na to sa mga gyms?
Okay. So, as head of operations kasi sa GoGym, I oversee day-to-day operations in the gym. So, I see all the branches, ganyan. And then I try to see what the gym needs or what the gym needs to offer. So, ako rin kasi when I was young, I would frequent our neighborhood bakal gym. And there's nothing wrong with it naman, to be honest with you. But then, yun nga, I just wanted to elevate that experience lang for other people. And that's how GoGym is given the chance to put into that equation eh. So, parang with GoGym, I understand na maraming lacking in other neighborhoods or in other gyms. And this is how I would, ano, parang change that type of ano lang. Or whatever it's lacking, wherever it's needing something, that's where GoGym comes into play eh. So I've had that fair share kasi na nag-bakal gym ako. I've had different bakal gyms ranging from Cainta to Taytay to Pasig. Ganyan, iba-iba. And then Up to a point na nag-golds ako, nag-anytime fitness. Sorry, am I allowed to mention brands here?
Sure. Go ahead.
Magalitan ako. But then, yeah. So, yun. Seeing the day-to-day operation of the gym, nakikita ko what I need to adjust para ma-experience ng tao, ng ibang tao or ng customers, what they could experience in these bigger brands.
Yeah, first of all, you know, I think I'm not sure with GoGym, with the GoGym brand, with the GoGym company, pero like in this podcast naman, mas mahalaga at least for our listeners yung talaga makita yung picture, yung current situation, and maintindihan regardless, we're not promoting anything naman. It's like more of like building and developing the idea, and kumbaga para mas lalabas talaga yung inyong na-offer na solution. Ngayon, ano ba talaga ginagawa ni GoGym? So sabi mo nga, it's like your neighborhood backyard gym, pero marami rin kayong mga branches, ano? So do you build your own or do you expand on currently neighborhood gyms? How does the operations ba happen at GoGym?
So with the GoGym kasi, with the GoGym brand, we initially had a first round of investors for this one, and that's how we're able to put up the first 5 branches. And then for this, we're just trying to figure out, yun na nga, parang we're trying to play around with the numbers. And then from there, we're going to try to expand more this year. So that's kind of like the goal for 2024. We would really like to expand faster. So currently, because we have 5 branches, and then this year, we're hoping for more talaga.
And you want the access to be cheaper, ano? As you said, ano? But more equipment, I mean, more higher quality. So paano nyo, mayroon ba yung, ano lang, no? Mayroon ba kayong idea kung paano ito ma-implement yung cheaper pero high quality pa rin? So,
well, to be honest with you, yung cheaper naman, that's really our pricing lang. Kasi we wanted it to be a no-brainer. Na parang, okay, with your ordinary gym in the neighborhood, this is the price point, and this is what you get. You get no aircon, you get the old type of equipment. But then with GoGym, you get somehow the same range of equipment, but then you get aircon, you get better equipment, but then it's priced the same. So what we wanted was some sort of like a no-brainer na parang, okay, why would I go to this gym? And then this one alang, kasi this one I could actually, ano, be more comfortable here. You know, it's easier for me, ganyan.
Okay, so yeah, nagigets ko na yung main edge nyo, no, yung main na inyong ino-offer. It's parang to really make it convenient, to make it natural for people na a gym shouldn't be hard to go to. Kasi totoo naman, dati kailangan ko pang mag-grab, kailangan ko pang mag-commute papunta sa gym, ano. Pero it's really nice to see a future na parang when I live in a village or when I live even like in a residential area, may accessible na gym. Tama ba? Ganun ba yung idea?
Yes. So we really pegged it to be like a barangay gym. We want, barangay for this year, gym. That's where we want to be. We want to be in the barangays. Although, yun nga, sometimes people get the wrong notion of it kasi we have a branch in BGC, we have a branch in McKinley, but then we also have yun nga yung mga barangay branches namin. And that's really what we cater to it. So there. That's why tech-enabled neighborhood gym. So it's not just...
Yes. Magko-compare ulit tayo ng onti, ano? Okay lang naman siguro mag-compare ng onti, ano? Kasi ang experience ko lang dati when I tried yung mga ibang gyms, sige, wag na natin pangalanan, pero yung mga ibang gyms, parang, ano rin, nakaka-intimidate din pumasok minsan, pumunta minsan with all the stuff and with all the other people. So, siguro ang isa ring magandang mangyari kay GoGym is it's a neighborhood gym nga. So, yung mga friends mo in your neighborhood, yung neighbors mo, sila rin or kayo-kayo rin yung mga nasa gym. May ganun bang ano dito? May ganun ba yung tinitingnan dito na community aspect?
Well, yeah. Of course, we also have this community aspect to the brand. We're actually having this campaign. It's called the GoMe campaign. So basically, regardless of your position or regardless of what you represent, you're welcome to try out the gym. And parang with GoGym kasi, it's very beginner-friendly. That's why yun nga, we priced it very low. Para it's not gonna be hard for you to, ano, to shell out money. And for you, for example, kasi some people find it hard to commit. Let's say magbabayad ka ng monthly na mahal, and then meron kang lock-in period of 1 year. Sometimes it's hard for them to commit, diba? So it's very intimidating pa lang just to set foot in the gym. So at least with this one, they get to try. And then parang it's very risk for them. So there, and then the equipment naman that we have is very beginner friendly. Like for example, we have lots of machines na parang pin loaded. So hindi siya yung parang normal gym na it's always free weights, ganyan, na it's high risk of injury. But syempre, we also have coaches naman there to guide you.
Yeah, sige. Ang dami ko pang gusto tanongin eh about gyms. Pero
lang.
punta muna
We
tayo
have
doon
all
sa...
day if you want.
Punta muna tayo doon sa pagiging tech-enabled nga ni GoGym, no? So how really does tech play into this? I mean, ano ang role ng technology sa pag-build nyo kay GoGym, and meron bang, meron app pwede? Can you talk more about this and how people can use this, kumbaga?
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it is tech-enabled. So for you to have access to the gym, you have to download the app. So the app is available ng with iOS and Google Play. So you download the app, you create an account there, and then from there, you see na rin the branches na available for you. And then when you look at the branches na rin, you're gonna see kung ano yung mga equipment available. So it's up to you naman siya which branch you'd want to go to. But then once you become naman a member of GoGym, you can go to any. And then from there, we also have it in the app na we offer their free workout programs na rin. So for some people, they'd have to pay for that. But this one's more ano, this one's free for sure. And then this one, pwede ka mag-log na numbers mo, ganyan. There are actually videos na rin on the app on how to do it. Make use na rin yung video on how to perform certain exercises. Ganun. So basically what we want is for our app to have everything. So you could pay through the app, you could log your workouts in the app, you could get guidance from the app. So that's why it's tech-enabled.
Yeah, so future talaga nito no is yung accessibility na all over the Philippines or may to go to na stores. Now, asking about that ano, gaano ba talaga karami yung gusto niyo i-build ng mga Go gyms? As in every ano ba every 1 kilometer ganyan or every barangay, ganun ba talaga karami?
Well, that's the ideal scenario for this. That's the ideal talaga. We really wanted to expand exponentially in terms of branches. But then we're still we're still getting our feet wet. Still playing around with the numbers, trying to see how it's gonna do that, how we're gonna be capable of doing that. But yeah.
Yeah. It's really exciting, ano? Pero nagagets ko yung point eh, na sana nga yung less intimidating and more affordable. Speaking of affordability pala, tama ba yung pagka-inindi ko na aside from yung usual na parang membership na like long-term membership, meron itong mga shorter passes or shorter, kumbaga, meron ba tingi na 1 session or 2 sessions or 5 sessions, ganun, para din mas mura. Meron bang ganun dito?
Yes, very much so. So yun nga, like I said kanina, we wanted to make the barrier of entry very cheap. And yun nga, if you feel like you can't commit to like paying 1 month, 1 year, whatever, we made it very cheap for you guys, just for you to try it out. We have a session right now in GoGym. It's 50 pesos. For 1 hour. So imagine that it costs less than a cup of coffee.
Ang mura.
Pesos between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's what we consider our peak. It's 50 pesos for 1 hour, and then we give you an extra 5 minutes or 10 minutes for you to dress up or to use our showers. So we have branches din kasi na may showers. So our customers are able to use those na rin with the 50 pesos that they're gonna be paying for. Yun lang, you just have to use the app. So hindi pa din 50 pesos cash. You have to go through the app.
Pero sobrang mura niya, 50 pesos so yun talaga ang labanan.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer, right? It's a no-brainer.
Speaking of the membership, meron din bang membership, a no-brainer, yeah. Meron din bang like longer membership, ganun?
Yeah. We have 1 month. We have 1 month, and then we also have 6 months. Sorry, we also have 3 months and 6 months, and we have 1 year membership. So our 1 year membership is actually very low now kasi we didn't want to increase prices naman ng January or something like that. We actually have pre-selling rates which people could still buy for our new branch. It's 5,000 pesos for 1 year. So it's very cheap. It's 5,000 for 1 year. For 1 year. And then you don't have to pay.
Yeah.
You don't need to have keys or anything like that. It's 5,000 pesos straight up. No frills. And then you get 1 year membership na.
Now, ang isang advantage nito actually na naisip ko right now kasi I myself, ako, isa akong runner. Ang runner usually nag-jogging outside sa mga track or sa kalsada lang. Pero minsan once a week or twice a week or minsan nga once or twice every month, nagko-cross-train ang mga runner. Like, we need some weights, we need some space to do some exercise. So, hindi naman lahat ay nag-gym araw-araw or hindi naman lahat ay nag-gym like very frequently. Meron mga tao na as occasional lang mag-gym, ano, depende rin sa kanilang training regimen. So ito rin pala ang isang advantage ng ganitong klaseng medyo sort of thing or medyo short term na memberships or passes sa gym, ano. So for this kind of people, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Very true what you said. As a runner, syempre, you're more parang you'd prefer, I think, to run outside, but ganun. But then you'd have days naman syempre na you need weights, or what if sobrang rainy season hindi ka makatakbo out, 'di ba? So I think it's perfect na you have an option na meron kang gym na pwedeng puntahan. And you know it's cheap, 'di ba? So for example, twice a week and you don't want to commit to 1 year. Now you go to the gym twice a week na dalawang 50 pesos, that's 100 pesos for you.
Yeah, exactly. Meron naman treadmill.
Yeah, meron. And we have treadmills na ano ah. Na it's quite nice pa rin our treadmills. Yung treadmills nga namin meron pa yung, pero if you put the phone on top, it charges pa.
Wow. So pwede rin pala. I mean, it really depends. It really depends. Ang maganda dito kasi mas flexible siya, ano, for anyone. So, yeah. Affordable siya and flexible in that sense. How about the ano, mga trainers, ganyan, mga coach, mga personal fitness coach? So do you also have that in Go Gym?
Yeah, we also have coaches there. So our coaches can also give you personal training. So, yung PT naman namin, meron tayong sessions. So we have packages for that. So we have 1 session, 5 sessions, 15 sessions, I believe, and 10 sessions yata. So yeah, we have different packages for that. Just to see kung ano lang, kung ano mas magiging affordable for you, what you could pay for, diba? Syempre, yun nga, we wanted it. We kept in mind na parang not a lot of people are willing to shell out a lot. So we made different packages for it.
Yes. Yeah, so bago natin puntahan yung mga stories behind Go Gym, pa-invite muna ng ating mga listeners, maybe merong malapit na branch sa kanila ng Go Gym, so maybe you want to invite them to try out Go Gym. And maybe download the app.
Yeah, hi guys. We would love for you guys to try out the gym. So currently we have 5 branches. We have in McKinley, we have in Neo. So if let's say you're working in the BGC area or McKinley area, you could try us out. If actually, yung iba naman ang ginagamit for those branches is pangpatay na traffic. So we understand na sobrang traffic, di ba? Every day. So what people try to do is after work, they go to the gym. Pagtapos nila mag-gym, ligo sila, uwi sila. They beat the traffic, nakasulat sila, they got a workout pa. So there, and then we also have along Kalayaan. So that's by Makati naman. Kalayaan Ave. So we have there, and then we also have in Poblacion. It's along Villena Street of Poblacion. So for some people naman, they want ano, get a workout in before mag-party sa Poblacion. Pwede naman. So, there.
Ayan.
Guys, try this out.
Yung mga susunod pang branches or mga susunod pang neighborhood gyms. Punta ba tayo sa mga kwento sa likod ng Go Gym? So, paano nga ba nagsimula? So, you were part of the founding team and right now you're working as the head of operations.
Go Gym kasi, the idea of Go Gym started when one of the founding members saw in Singapore this idea of pocket gyms. So when we say pocket gyms na nakita nila, it's like yung mga container van. Are you familiar with those? Container van.
Yes.
And gagawin siyang gym. It was kasi the idea was created during the pandemic eh. So that's how it started. But then we were trying to study that. And then we kind of realized na parang this is gonna be quite hard for the Philippine market. Kasi, yun nga, ang mangyayari is only one person can use that gym at a time. And then at the same time, wala siyang bantay na coach. So from that idea, we tried to think of other ways that we could start the gym brand. And that's how the pocket gyms came about na, and then we had to scrap that idea muna or put it aside kasi nga we thought na might not be a good type of gym for the Philippine market eh. So there, and then it started din kasi na one of the founding members of Go Gym, he's also ano naman, he had a few gyms na rin to start with, but then yung gyms niya are more parang pang MMA or BJJ. So there, he had the idea and then he thought, now, okay, why not just set up a different type of gym naman? And then so far, that's how Go Gym came about.
Yeah, it's really the, ano, no, yung kumbaga idea na neighborhood gym na kumbaga pang masa rin, ano, pang common Filipino person. Now, on the business aspect, I mean, I imagine na it's not easy to suddenly jump into building a tech-enabled startup, ano, a startup in the Philippines. So, paano naman yung experience of the people behind na, uy, let's do this. Kamusta yung parang first experiences when you were starting out, ganyan, when you were building your first gyms, your first branches?
Yeah. Syempre, as a startup, hindi naman magiging parang free-flowing lahat or magiging stress-free lahat, especially for the first branches, di ba? So, especially na you put a certain tech pa into it. So, for us, the gym kasi is a very, it's a very manual type of business, di ba, when you think about it. So, us putting the tech pa into it, kind of like, medyo mahirap in a sense, kasi mas complicated siya, di ba? So, we had to put two and two together talaga, and then somehow we tried to make it work. And so far naman, it's working for us. I'm not saying na walang nagiging problem until now, but then for us, we're just really trying to come up with solutions on how to minimize yung day-to-day problems namin sa Gojib. So now naman, it's working so well for us. Mas nagiging automated everything, which is very much needed, because think about it na lang. If you're trying to manually run a gym, na let's say 5 branches, doable pa siya for me now, diba? But then think about it when it's 50 branches, 100 branches. Barangays are there alone in Metro Manila. You can't do that manually, diba?
So, ano pa to? You said no na through the app ang pagpasok sa gym. So, meron ba bantay sa gym na babayaran? I mean, wala diba? So, you just use the app. Paano entrance dito sa gym na ito? Pala.
Okay. So when you pay for your subscription through the app, you get a QR code. So yung QR code na yun, yun yung pang-access mo sa gym. But then someone's at the gym naman to greet you, and then once you enter the gym, they scan your QR, and then you use the gym na however you want it.
Yeah, naalala ko lang I used to live abroad kasi sa Taiwan, and meron dun mga gym na yung working hours, may tao, may bantay. Pero after working hours, up to like mga gabi na, wala nang tao, wala nang bantay. And actually dun nga, vending machine, pwede maglagay ng pera para makapasok. Pero siguro dito, with the help of tech nga, ano, mas automated. So you can just use the QR code or your app. Ano. Gusto naman pala ang reception ng mga inyong unang customers. How was it when you first launched the five branches, and kumusta ang kanilang experience? Meron mo rin ako mga feedback, ganyan.
Yeah, syempre, for the customers, we always wanted to be, easy for them. We still try to maintain a high service level for our customers. And yun nga, for some of the first branches, we experienced some bugs on the app. But then, yun nga, if let's say nagkakaroon ng bug on the app and then hindi sila makabayad, we'd allow them to pay cash pa. But then, during that time, kasi we had different price points if magka-cash ka or mag-app ka. But then, yun nga, since we wanted to, we wanted to make it accessible for them or make it cheaper for them, if magbayad sila ng cash and then it's our kami-may problem on our end, we'd still give it to them ng app price. So, they still get it cheaper rin. But that was only for the first few months, and now it's very rare that we get bugs on the app.
Ano pa ng operating hours ng inyong mga gym?
Right, that's good. So, yun nga, per GoGym, hindi pa kami 24/7. However, we do operate ng weekdays ng 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. And during the weekends naman, we operate na ng 8 to 5. So, we somehow patterned it na lang din with your typical neighborhood gym. So, usually, dun, ganun din naman yung time frame na open sila. Yeah. We medyo copied that lang naman. Medyo malaki din kasi yung magiging talking about the business side of things naman, syempre. Magiging iba yung overhead mo once you start running the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking about this, you mentioned kanina na meron kayong investors right now, to help you further build the many more branches that you plan to build. So, ano na nga bang future plans niyo for GoGym? And how do you plan to use this investment? And are you open for more investors? And can you tell us more about the future plans?
I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to talk about, but then...
Sure, yeah.
For the first round, kasi the valuation was at 4 million USD for the first round. And then now we're trying to reach another 4 for the second round of investors. And yeah, obviously, yeah, we're open for investors naman for GoGym. Definitely.
And so, ang kayo susunod na magtatayo ng mga go gym. I'm excited ako kasi right now parang medyo Makati-centric eh. I mean, as a side ng
Yeah,
Makati,
that's
ano. So, meron bang Quezon City dyan, ganyan.
definitely. We're looking at Quezon City. We're looking at Fairview. We're looking at Cainta. We're also looking mga south, like mga BF, mga ganon, Parañaque. Yeah, starting Q2 talaga. That's kind of like the plan for GoGym. It's really gonna be more on expansion. Now, kasi we're just really trying to feel out muna yung numbers, trying to see where.
True. And on the app, meron pa ba kayong mga features na gusto mong idagdag sa app? Naisip ko lang, ano, kung pangit mo yung idea ko, pakibasura na lang. Pero, I mean, parang ano, nakikita kung, kasi minsan, ang problema din, pagpupunta akong gym, gusto ko mag-treadmill, for example, pero yung mga treadmill, kunya isa lang yung treadmill dun, tapos ginagamit na siya ng maraming gumagamit, hindi mga gamit. So, what do you think of this?
Well, on the app, syempre, that it's a big factor nga. So, sometimes the gyms get a bit crowded. And siguro in the future, if possible, we could try to see kung ano yung nagiging population ng gym at a certain time.
May trend, parang sa Google.
yeah, diba? Right now kasi, medyo wala pa kami nun. We're still trying to figure out other things for the app. Like, for example, we're still trying to lessen, of course, yung bugs as much as possible. We want kasi 100% bug-free. And then, other things that we want on the app kasi are like yung mga something for the community na parang you could see kung sino yung mga pwede mong ka-share for like barkada packages on the app kasi we also have those na parang you get it cheaper eh, the let's say the day passes if you get that. So, ganun.
That's really nice. And may marketing aspect siya, no? May automatic marketing siya na if you go with a barkada pero hahanap pa naman ng barkada in your neighborhood. So, that's a really smart way, ano. Pero in what I see it, parang focus nyo talaga is yung building or kumbaga branding go gym as the neighborhood gym. It's really nice, ano, to see that. Or the barangay gym, no. So baka later on, baka pwede kayo mag-partner with the mga LGU, mga barangay, mga, may ganun ba kayong iniisip din?
Right now kasi, we definitely thought of that. But then right now, I don't think we're capable pa to do that yet. But maybe in the future, you never know. Nothing is set in stone naman for GoGym. Like for us, sometimes yung ibang decision making namin, it comes up very fast. If we see na it's possible, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Siguro na lang, no, just to end this, siguro explain sa kanila, or kumbaga pasabi, how really do you want GoGym to be known? And gaano ba kahalaga that everyone take a look, kumbaga consider more yung ating physical fitness. So yeah, invite our listeners to check out GoGym then.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julian. I'm from GoGym. And I'd like to invite you guys to try and check out the gym. We're opening in McKinley on the first week of Feb. And try us out. Our McKinley branch is going to be offering classes. It's also going to be offering boxing classes. But you could also try out our different branches. So right now we have 5 branches. You could check the app, download the app, and then try to choose a package na kayang na you'd prefer, and then check out GoGym. Hopefully you guys would enjoy the experience. You guys can message me or you guys can message or ask questions on sa Facebook page namin, and then yeah, we could reply to you naman, and then we could cater to you to what you need or to your questions. Yeah, just check us out and we're excited to see you there.
Yeah, so sa mga nakikinig, ano, na interested mag-improve ng ating mga physical fitness in an affordable and more convenient and accessible way. So, check out GoGym. And by the way, pa-share pala ng website and invite them to download the app.
Guys, please download the app. Check out our website. It's gogym.ph. And then, the app is available on iOS and Android. So, the app caters to everything that you're gonna need to access GoGym. The app is free. And then the programs there are free na rin. That's basically it lang naman for GoGym. I wish you guys could, even you, if you're around the area, let me know. I'll tour you sa GoGym. I'll give you ano, a pass.
Yes. I'll check that out. And balitaan kita pag ako ay nasa Makati or nasa current, nearby current branches.
Thank you very much to our 38 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Tuala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. MamiQ Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Podify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Uplift Code Camp, Founders Launchpad, Pocketworks, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.